I want to first tell you a bit about Lag Boimer. You have Mishnah Berurah. People are very confused about Lag Boimer.
Yeah, which
Chelik? Hey. Later, you know. Give me Mishnah Berurah. Chelik Hay. That's what I said, Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Tough pay test. Okay. Yeah, not tough pay. It's a, Tough Tadigala. Tough. Second. Tadig Gimel. Here. Noigin. Shaloi Listaper. Ad Lag Loimer. Shaloi Oimim. Shaloi Tosku. The Lomus. Then Listaper. Adjoim Lama Dalad Baboike. Unless it's Friday. So then, Kobe Shabbos. Right, but not like Boimer. Why? What's the idea? They boil for 33 days. So you have to count 33 days. Right. Correct? You have to pace it. 34 days. You don't count them. Right, first day. Anyway, he says, Mr. Kukuloi. Your Ma says no. Vimdinos Elu, Ein Noedim Kidvaro. Elam Estaprim, the Yim Lag Boima. Mr. Burr, the Yim Lag Boima. One second. Vainam and Boy Tapna. John Barrow. A second. Listen in. To Amor. I want to translate. As we're listening, the aim is to stop there ad Lag Ba'atzmoy. V'loy mi be'erev. Right. In English. You don't take a haircut, no? Huh? Mr. Burr. Loy mi be'erev, v'achetonei tzachamo. Mixing kikuloi. So when could you take a haircut? When? When could you have taken a haircut better?
This morning.
This morning. Loy mi be'erev. It's a mistake. Pardon me. It's a maria. Loy mi be'erev. What does the loy mi be'erev mean?
Day before.
Not yesterday afternoon. What does it mean, not at night? It means not yesterday afternoon. At night is mutter. How do you prove at night is mutter? Well, the Sfaradim to Lama Dalit, usually. I'll tell you the proof. Pay attention. There are two men hugging. You know the two men hugging? When you don't take a haircut, look at the two men hugging. From when to when? From Pesach till... Like what's the other minute?
Rosh
Chodesh. And then Tulag Boima, and then
first.
Now second minute makes no sense. First one makes sense. It's finished Lag Boima. What's the second one? Why in the middle? Smack in the middle. You gotta take my father the second one. Why the second one? Because the shorter the beard is better, he says. If the first one, the beard is 5 weeks growth. Second one, it's a 2 weeks growth. Right, he did the second one. And what's the idea of the second one? Smack him in the Lag Boima. What's the answer? And he brings it down. He says, Afal Pisha Mutal Estape Lag Boima Vatsmoy. You continue. What's the Svara? No? But they hold what is Lag Boima? A yomtiv. That's the shita. Not because you finished counting. It's a yomtiv. Say a yomtiv this year. But it's a yomtiv, you hear that? That's why it's mutter. Not because you finished. I repeat again, not because you finished. Smack in the middle. It's a yomtiv. Right. How do you know it's a yomtiv? Did you say Tachnun? Yes. Did you say Tachnun yesterday afternoon?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeshiva said.
Huh?
The yeshiva said.
It's Fargan. Who got it on over there? It's not a yomtiv. It's a yomtiv. You have a sitter? Okay, take out a sitter. It's a yomtiv. Therefore, when does a yomtiv start, Jameson? When does a yomtiv start?
The night before.
Right. The night before, what does Siddur say? They don't say Tachnun.
Oh, yeah, hello. Ain't only Tachnun on a field of Mechashel Fneim, which including Lag Bomer.
It's a Yomtiv. That's the idea. Not because you finish counting. It's a Yomtiv. I'll show you it's a Yomtiv. And Lag Bomer is Sunday. When do you take your haircut?
Friday.
That's the, where did that come from? My clock on the Yom Tov is Sunday, taking half a Friday. The head that spreads down to the future. That's what night is mutter. I remember my father was shaving at my boy at night. I said, Tati, let me get out of here. Get out of here. Later on, I said he's 100% right. Correct. It's a mistake over here. Lim Berev means not Erev Yal Boimer, not Night. Night is Mutter. Right. Night is Mutter. It's a Yomtiv we hold. Why is it a Yomtiv? Why is it a Yomtiv? Because they stopped the door in the middle now. Because they died 33 days, so they made like Bonner for Yom Tov. I don't know exactly why. Is there any mention of Shimon over here? No. How can we live without Shimon? We can't live without Shimon. Without love Hashem is Chav and Mutter. How can you live without Nelach Hashem Tzvich or Gufo? Potter. How can you live without Shimon? Right? What would my Shabbos look like without Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is Chavon Mutter. Correct. But that's the pshat. That's why there was not one hall in Eretz Yisrael or America available last night. All taken, Baruch Hashem. Right. With weddings. Right. Oh, Shari Tshuva says I'm calling you now. Oh, 1 second. Oh, Yankee Vanden says, "Lol is stopping Rivera Perushoi Hayom Shavuachono." Not the night. Yeah. Shemoy Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov. Aval ha'layla, shelo machrosi lagboima. That's the next word over here. I can't, small word. Ha'layla shemachrosi lagboima. The top line.
Yom lamed gimel ba'omer, pshita.
Yeah, what's that word?
Pshita.
Again.
Pshita.
The leiloi ki yomoi. Yeah, what's the word again? I can't say with small words, huh? Pshita this mutter last night. Right? That's the same synonym as my father. Get out of here. Same word. Say, get out of here. You know that? Okay. It's a yomtiv. Why is it a yomtiv? Because they stopped dying. I asked my father, what's Lag B'Omer about? But that's when you shave. That's what you say. He didn't know about the dying. That's when you shave. That's what he told me. Right. Okay. Give me now I have a new Pshat in the Rambam, Ezekiel over here, a big Kiddush. This Rambam is world famous, but the beginning of the Rambam. I have something brand new over here. Perek Zayin Aloch Aleph. Correct. It's a Gemara Makis, and the Rambam is Talmud Shigolo. You have a Talmud, right? He trampled someone to death, right? Shigolo. You have Chayv Golos. Nevach. Ori Mikvot. Megalin Rabbi Eliab, really turned back. Right. The Talmud Shigolo. Megalin Rabbi Emoy. The Rebbe has to go to Golos also. Why should we have to go to Golos? Shinema Vuchai. Asei loy kidei sheyichye. Asei loy kidei sheyichye. Vechaye bali chochmo umvaksheho. Loy Talmud kemiso. Chashuvim. Now, there's a whole thing for Chai. What does Chai refer to usually? You must keep him alive. You must keep him alive. So what do you do to keep him alive? You hear? First of all, you make bridges and tunnels. You should get there faster to escape. You should get there faster. And then, what do? Signs of how to get there. And then you make sure your marketplaces in the place in the Oyer Mikvot and a lot of water fountains, because you shouldn't have to leave and don't kill them. You have to protect them. If there's no water fountain, make one, he says. Also make sure there are a lot of people there, because the brother that didn't get come with his gun, there's a lot of people to protect them. You have to protect them from dying. You have to protect them from dying. Also, you don't make factories over there, so the Gulagram shouldn't get a job there to kill you. You have to enter and keep them alive. Among the things that keep them alive, what's among the things that keep...
A Rebbe.
So it's not Ruchnius in Yonim, Heichen Yonim, without the Rebbe. Without the Rebbe, what is he? Dead! Right. He's dead. A guy came to visit his friend, I told you the other day, a gadol. This by a cemetery. He says, hey, Poi Nikman, died 4 years old. Another Matseva died 3 years old. Another Matseva. 3 years old. Well, what's going on over here? What kind of corona is? What's the kind of pandemic have over here? Said he left the yeshiva after 4 years. He left the yeshiva after 2 years. He is dead. Not spiritual. Physical. That's why you have to make send him his Rebbe. And there's a Gemara Brachos. The guy was down with Shemin Esrei. And the governor passed by and said, hello. He didn't answer him. So after then he says, he waited. He said, you know, I could have killed you. Don't you believe in? I heard many times, Nishmat Nafsh Seichem. Right? And another pasuk he quoted, Yivakhi Shomalacho Shor Nafshacho. So he answered him, if you be in front of your king, you wouldn't accept the truth. What pasuk does he quote? Two pesukim. That you endangered your life. Which are the two pesukim? Shmat Nafsh Seichem. Good. What's the other pasuk? Forgetting learning. What's that have to do with dying? No. You're forgetting learning. You are dead. That's right. So that puzzle tells you to watch your bones. Watch your bones. What's the best-selling sefer more than Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. What's the best selling sefer? Shmir Shabbos Gufa Nefesh. The bone, the Bengala. Right. So how do you wash your bones? By Chazin Gemara, by Shemal Lachor, your bones. That's the beginning of the Rambam. This I know this very well. He says, but it interests me more in the words. He starts off with the Gemara's Lashon. Talmud Shagola, Gola Rabboi. The Rambam has other words, he adds other words. What's a Rebbe? Who's a Talmud? What's a Rebbe? What's a Talmud? So what's a Rebbe? He says, She Chaye Bali Chochmo. A Rebbe is Bali Chochmo. A new word for a Rebbe. The more says Rebbe, he says Bali. What does Bali Chochmo mean? What's Bali mean? Chochmo is Torah. What's Bali? The owner. That means two parts. First of all, owner, he knows a lot of learning. He knows a lot of learning, a lot of lumdis, a lot of bikiyas. He's a bilum, he knows a lot. He knows a lot. What also bilum connotates? He's a boss. Right. He's a boss. Take Rav Moshe. Right. Rav Moshe, who's Shulchan Aruch? He manipulated it. He maneuvered it. This says Asa means Mutta. This means Mutta means Asa. In that case. He's a Balamon. Sarah Torah. Right. The Sarah Torah. That's what Chassidim couldn't stand him. Right. But they don't know how to do this. Right. How to maneuver it. To change it. Right. That's right. You have the Gemara said the Avloy Tipshoi. They don't stand up for Talmud Chachamim. That the Torah says, how much Malchus? 40. They make it to 39. They hear that. That they're able to... Like the Avni Nezer said, he told a certain famous Gadol finished Shas 200 times. And Avni Nezer says, I just finished Shas one time. Who knows it better, me or him? Avinezer didn't do 2 hours or ever. Anyway, who knows it better, me or him? Correct. It's a Bali Chochma. He's a Balaam on the Chochma. Right. Yosei Be'erev does not mean at night, at day. It does not mean at night, it means at day. Manipulating, right? You're changing. Like that. Bali Chochma. That's a Rebbe. And what's a Talmud? What's a Talmud mean? He goes to Shear, takes notes, has the Shear, knows the Shear. No! That's not a Talmud. What word is Ram use instead of Talmud? What word does he use? Vakshe, Mavakesh. He's a Mavakesh. He's a Mavakesh. I'll give you an example of a Mavakesh. A Tomo graduate. He invited me to his wedding, Messiah Kedushin. I don't know if she was not available. I came, and I got a phone call from the guys in Lakewood. I should give a shiur in Lakewood. You were there? Give a shiur in Lakewood. Even though it's cutting close with the afternoon wedding, and this, but you can't say no to COVID. So I went to Lakewood. I said a shiur ben hasdorim. I rushed back. I barely made it. Look out the window for me. And I walked in there. I heard a magnificent voice. He hired. Who was it? Who's this guy? It was Lippa Schmeltzer. I said, who's that? Anyway, I tried to make care of him. Anyway, Lippershultz is very expensive. Anyway, so I'm Sakhdushin. After the chuppah, Chassan going back with the kala to the yichud room, and then this guy Simchon comes. When have naches, I'll tell you what happened. The chassan says to the kala, he sees Simcha. He says to the kala, excuse me a minute, and he runs over down to Simcha. What did the Rebbe say today in Lakewood? Hear that? And he told him, and he went back to the kala. Right. So Simcha tells me the story. I said, push it. My share is better than her share. My share. That's a mavake. You understand? That's not a Talmud. That's a real Talmud. That's a mavake. That's a mavake. It says, Yaakov, you have a chumash gracious. Yaakov ish tam, yoshev eholim. That's the beginning of Toldus. Yaakov ish tam, yoshev eholim. Guy, on the Zoom share. Actual guy. Yoshev eholim. What does it mean? Yoshev eholim. Funny word. Yoshev eholim. What is it? Targum Unison, Ben Uziel, says, yeah, Eholim, Mishamesh Bebeis Medrish, the Aver, it is a shame, Tova Ulfan, Tova Ulfan, Min Kolam Hashem, what's Tova Ulfan, Tova, Teveya, what Teveya? Requesting, the Metzvia, Ulfan, learning. Mavakesh, she is Mavakesh. May Kodam Hashem. Hashem, help me. Rachim Oleno. That's Mavakesh. The Radak says, Yoshevi Holim, Rashi says, Shem Veva. Not Shem Veva, he says. Any time Chochma came by, he ran to him. Maybe I'll give more to hear that. He's a Mavakesh. Right. Let's just, he writes down the shear and comes to the shear and there, good boy. Right. He goes to every shear. The Rebbe used to come in on Tuesday and Wednesday. He said, two shrimp on Tuesday. You have to fly in, two. 2.5 hours each. Then at night, another shit 2.5 hours. Right. Yes, you're like Superman, right? And I went to all three shurim. I came home, and I fainted on the bed. Sometimes I forget my chas v'shalom. I'm not doing tshuva, yeah? Hear that? Three shurim. Tova Ulfon. Tova Ulfon. That's a Talmud. You don't go to Golis for a Talmud who takes good notes and you don't go to Golis for a Talmud who comes to Shia and takes good notes. No! That's not a Talmud. What does that have to be? I'm a Vakesh. Then the interesting thing, I gotta finish. There is one other place in Talmud Yisrael says Tava Ulfon. You have a Shemois. A Shemois in the Kois Kibelos. This is a pelvic thing. How this in the Hari Kevin? Yeah. After the Cheta Egel, what was Cheta Egel? What a ver was Cheta Egel? What a ver? What a ver was Cheta Egel?
Avodah Zara.
What was the real reason for Cheta Egel? It's Nus. L'chotu Yisrael be'egel l'hatol hamarai shafeh v'hes l'uvad. Officially Avodah Zara, unofficially was Nus. They were Shpala Matzav. And disgusting. Disgusting people. V'agiviv Hashem esha'om al asha'osar esha'egel. Right. So Hashem says, "Adav Hashem Moshe, Lech Alei Mizeh Go to Israel. But I cannot be with you. I'll send the Malach. I cannot. I can't go with you. Why? You're going to sin again. We'll have to destroy you. I can't go with you. A bunch of these wolves. I have to destroy you. And then they were sad. Shem said to Moshe, I can't. They got sad. I can't do it. You ain't regga echad ella b'kevacham chilis secha. I'll go 1 minute. You sin again, I'll destroy you. I can't. I'll send the malach. Didn't help. The sadness. But okay. A few psukim later. Rima Moshe Hashem. What's gonna be? So Hashem says, no problem, I'm going with you. Ponay Elechu, I'm going with you. Jacob, what happened over here? Ponay Elechu. The sadness didn't help them. Something happened in between. What happened in between? It says, after Hashem moved out, Moshe wanted a keshwar Hashem. He took his oil and he put it mechutz l'machane, harchek min ha'machane, and he put his oil over there. Something very remarkable happened. Suddenly, a stream of people, right? A stream of Hoya, correct. And it says, a stream of people, and the Hoya, Hachman Machne, from a Bakish Hashem. Yetze started going outside of the Machna to Moshe Rabbeinu. El Ol Moed, doesn't mean El Moed over here? It means Beis Ulfana. Moshe's Beis Medrash. Rebbe! We need a shear! He moved up. A whole stream of people from a Bakish Hashem. From a Bakish Hashem, Yitzel Oil Moyed. What else? We need a shear. Beis Ulfana. Oh. Now we see what the Kalish really is. Mevakshim. Averis. What Averis? They want to learn. They'll abdone him. No Averis. I see I'm dealing with Mavakshim. I'm there to tell me, no Averis. Leave me alone with your Averis over here. Get that? I'm coming back. That's what happened between. Mavakshi Hashem. You hear that? And the uncle, again, Tova Ufanas. Right, uncle says it. Right, Mavakshi Hashem. What does Mavakshi Hashem mean? Right, what does Mavakshi Hashem? Not Leuchter from the acrobatics over there, Baramuna. No, not Leuchter. What's Mavakshi Hashem? What's Mavakshi Hashem? Ufana. The Baruch Bear. So it's a Choshen. Right. So it's a Rishino Shurim. Mavakshi Hashem. What about the Xeris? All the various? No! That's for the losers. Hear that? Mavakshi Hashem. You take a look at Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner, the whole Sefer is about this. He says, Shad Dalet. Tova Ufano. He has over here. Shah Gimel. Shah Dalid. He has over here. Esek HaToyro. He mechaperes al kol avoyno. Shah Nefesh HaChitas. Right. Zois HaToyro Elamit Cholachatos. In a more blunt form, yes, over here, Shalti. Hayes from Chaim Volozhino. Echad Nichshal Bavon Kerry, Rachmon Islam, Kimak Bemazid. What's his din? Guess what he answered? He didn't say kapara. The heshiv. Kola oiskin b'toyro ein lehem lidloi klal. What's my kapara? What is that? Yeah! Ein lehem lidloi klal. Right. That's in this parasha I just told you. The chet ego. Avodah Zarah, Arayis, Shmutz. Yet, what happened those few days afterwards? Rebbe, what's Pshat? What's the Pshat? Oh! Got that. Chumavakshi Hashem. That's Chaim Volozhino. Who's Chaim Volozhino? All yeshivas in the world today, all learning today, is Chaim Volozhino. He has over here. He has over here. Shah Dalid. Perik. Where's it? Lamed Aleph. And here, in a very blunt form in the back, these are conversations. Shalti. Echad Nichshal Bavon Kerry. Rachmon Lislan. Kemat Bemezid. Veheshiv. Kolo Oiskim Torah. Ein Lahem. Lidoig Kral. Don't bother with your various over there. And I was younger, so you have to daven Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur. So by Yashamnu, where we go, there's a ball of bus next to me. Hear that? Ain't Lahem, Chaim Volozhino. And Lehem Lidoi Klal. Right. When should you be Doyeg? If you go to Meron, then you should be Doyeg over there. Right. Correct.